Welcome to What's Poppin', a podcast where we get to know the people of Prince of Peace a little bit better and dig further into the message from the previous Sunday. This week, my guest is Rick Delgado. Rick, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So, Rick, I always start out with this question, and the first question is, how long have you lived in the area?
So, Bay Area since 1987.
Okay.
Fremont since, I believe, 2000.
Where did you come from in 87?
From St. Louis.
From St. Louis.
Yep.
The whole life there?
The general area.
General area?
Either yeah. One side or the other of the Mississippi River.
What part of St. Louis?
It would be North County.
North County?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I went to school there for seminary.
Yep.
So I kind of know St. Louis a little bit.
All the pastors, called workers, they know St. Louis.
Yeah. All right. So you moved here in 87. What brought you out here?
My mom moved out here my senior year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed back with my grandparents to finish out high school.
Mm-hmm.
Graduated high school at semester.
And you came.
I don't know what else am I going to do? So I came out here just for a visit, and I think I spent a week out here. And after went back home, it was like
packed up, came back out.
And I had this one big, gigantic, ginormous suitcase with everything I had. And, yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I came out here. Yep.
What was your first job out here?
I was assistant manager at a KB Toy and Hobby store.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, those shut down a long time ago now.
Yeah, and that was at Foster City, Fashion Island.
Oh, okay.
Which you probably don't know about.
I don't know about, yeah.
At once it was a thriving mall.
Yeah.
And then it really died.
Oh, really? Like big time?
But I think it's been built up around the area again, so I think it's back again.
Okay. Interesting. So you, 87, you came to the Bay Area. You said about 2000, you got to the Fremont area,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
How did you get to Prince of Peace?
You know Deb.
Yeah.
Her mom had a series of strokes, so she was struggling with a lot of health issues. Her three sisters live in Brisbane.
Okay.
With her. So they would be there to take care of her, but Deb would go over every weekend and spend the weekend there to help
out
her sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was lonely on the weekends.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just a feeling like something was missing in my life, or I was missing out on something, or
it's
just some sort of draw.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting home by myself, I would start watching televangelists.
Oh, okay.
I can't tell you what made me start to just turn on one and just watch.
Yeah.
That'd be Joel Osteen and a few other guys. I remember Creflo Dollar.
Yeah. Interesting name.
Yeah. And now that I know better, these are health, wealth, prosperity, gospel guys.
Yeah.
But still, that they had enough of a message to get me, thinking about Jesus
like
again.
Pique your interest in Jesus,
yeah. Because as a kid, I had gone to Sunday school for a very short period of time.
Okay.
Very short period of time.
Okay.
And I remember it. I remembered some of the teachings and sitting in church and stuff like that. But even though it didn't last long, I'd always had a belief in God. Came probably more from my grandfather.
Okay.
Than the going to church in Sunday school. But
all right.
So I started watching the televangelists, and one day I decided I want to go to a church.
Yeah. Go do it in person.
Yeah. So I had over a period of about 3 weeks, I tried different churches.
Okay.
That I'd just seen in the Fremont area here.
Yeah.
And ended up here, and it was Pastor Zelt.
Yeah.
He was up there preaching.
Yeah.
It was funny because, the sign we have on Fremont Boulevard that you can see in the glass has with all the different languages.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think this was an English-speaking church.
Oh, because I could see that, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just didn't know.
Yeah.
But, so I came, I heard Pastor Zelt, liked what I heard.
Yeah.
Still felt really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because
it's all foreign to you.
All new again.
Yeah.
and came back again the next week.
Yeah. How long ago was this?
Oh, God, you're going to get me on that. I think it's been about, probably about coming up on 10 years.
Okay. So about 2012, around there?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so,
yeah. Okay. So you start coming to worship.
Yeah, yeah. And I actually didn't tell Deb either.
Yeah. I was going to ask. When's that? When did she start coming?
It took, it took maybe about a few weeks, maybe even a month before I told her, well, you know, you're going off to Brisbane to take care of your mom. I've been going back to church.
What did she say at first?
She was surprised.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we'd been together for a while and we didn't go to church.
Yeah.
But I know she had grown up in the church.
Oh, okay.
She'd actually gone to church camps and stuff as well. So she was
exposed to it.
Yeah. Even a lot more than I was.
Yeah. Sounds like
a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think at that point her mom had improved some and she wasn't going over every weekend.
Okay.
So one weekend, we both came to church.
Hey. Yeah.
And, we both ended up taking basics class.
Yeah.
And then the advanced basics or
second step.
Second step.
Yeah.
Second step.
Yeah.
We became members. We stood up in front of the congregation and were introduced as new members.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That's awesome.
The rest is history.
Yeah. And now you work here.
Yeah.
Yep. You work a lot here, actually. You do a lot around here. Yeah. What's your official title?
Depends on who you ask.
Well,
I call myself facility manager.
Okay. If I were to ask somebody else, what would they say?
Property manager,
okay.
Property guy.
All right. So, but you're basically in charge of all the facilities.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Take care of maintenance, whether it be through myself or,
any contractors or volunteers
and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got Mission Hills.
Not just this campus, but Mission Hills campus too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mission Hills came along. That was a surprise. Yeah.
And then you're also pulled into things like, properties committee, stuff like that. So like you get pulled into things like Live Nativity Set.
Yeah.
Like that's not really part of your job, but it becomes part of your job.
Well, a lot of the stuff I was already involved with,
just
helping out where we could
before
I started working here. But yeah, definitely after it's intensified.
Yes, quite a bit. Yeah. Well, people may not know that's what you do around here, which is probably a good thing. That means everything's happening the way it's supposed to. And no one's like, where's Rick? He's not doing what he's supposed to do. Yeah. So that's always good. What is your favorite thing to do as part of your job at Prince of Peace?
Probably being more involved in everything.
Yeah.
Like we were just talking about. I was doing things before as a volunteer, but now it's intensified and just have just more of a feel for everything.
Mm. You do. You
that's
know
going on with the church.
You
as
know
a whole.
What's going on. Yeah. I thought for sure you're going to say it was remodeling the boys and girls locker room bathrooms.
Well, I mean, it's exciting when something new comes along.
Yeah.
Because it's, routine maintenance.
Those were huge projects.
Yeah, inspections.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good project.
Yeah.
That was a good project.
Yeah, and if you folks haven't seen those rooms, which you probably haven't because you haven't used those bathrooms, and maybe you have, Rick did pretty much all that by himself.
I can't take all the credit, definitely.
Well, you did a lot of it by yourself, and there were some volunteers that helped out, too.
Yeah, I'll mention Bruce Hennig, Bob Schroyer, Pastor Mark Engelhardt.
the new guy. I can hold things.
He jumped in and...
Yeah, he needed someone to hold things, and I can do that. All right, Rick, from the last week's message, are there two things you thought were interesting or good or made you think? At least two things.
Moving forward, looking for what are the signs are going to be for the end times. And I've been interested in end times before. And kind of delved into it a little bit. But I can see where some people say you can't dwell on it because...
It doesn't get you anywhere.
No, it's bad news.
Yeah, right.
We all know how the story ends.
Right.
And if you just dwell on it, then you can really get lost.
Yeah.
But wars and rumors of wars. I mean, when haven't there been wars?
Right.
Being led astray, there's going to be false prophets. I'm not worried about that because I know who Christ is and, mm-hmm. And who my Redeemer is. I'm pretty darn sure I'm not going to get taken in from any false prophets.
Yeah.
Famines and earthquakes, those are always happening.
Yeah.
And these are the beginning of the birth pains. Well, they've been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
So, I guess the end is not as near as we think, even though sometimes it seems like it is.
You know, and every generation thinks it is the end because those things have been happening since Jesus ascended to the right hand of the Father, right? And so we've been in the end since Jesus left to be with the Father. The end has started. But one of the things I thought was interesting that Pastor Zell brought up, and he said it was something he kind of has skipped over in the past too, didn't really put too much into it, was the idea of the love of many will grow cold.
And he
brought that up. I was like, it just makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Like the idea that people are become more and more self-centered, mm-hmm. self-focused, and not be self-sacrificial for others. And even amongst Christians, you know, like the love will grow cold. And it's like, I think that's, of all the things that we've seen happen in our world,
that
seems to be one of the most prevalent things.
That's something everybody can see.
Which is new.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's new. And so that is definitely a sign that, you know, we are in the end times, whatever that means, and when Jesus is coming back. But it's...
There's no start where you can point to something and say, that was the beginning.
Right.
And no, it's just...
Yeah.
It just happens. You're going to be in it all of a sudden. You're like,
And that's
gonna be like, whoa.
Right. Like to use Stephanie's example for the kids' message, right? Mm. Like if you have a birthday hat and candles and a present, it's a birthday party. It doesn't mean that you have to have those things in a certain order to get to the birthday party. It just means that it's a party. It's happening, right? And so we have all these things happening. It's the end times. Like if you don't know exactly what that means for how long it's going to take, but we're participating in it.
Yep.
Good. Anything else you want to share about the message?
Well, you know about the guy with the truck that
was out here.
Well, I spent a lot of time talking to him yesterday.
Yeah.
He was very distraught at times.
Mm.
And this last part of this message.
So in case you folks aren't sure what Rick is talking about, you may have noticed if you were here on Sunday in person that there was a vehicle right inside our parking lot that had a wheel off. And so that gentleman was definitely having some car issues. And so Rick had a chance to talk to him yesterday.
So I'd say 12 and 13, 12B and 13, what you just mentioned, the love of many will grow cold, but the one who endures to the end will be saved.
Mm.
So this guy, he kind of believed.
Yeah.
We talked a lot about God and Jesus, but he had some challenges too.
Yeah.
He had some big time challenges.
Mm.
A lot of things I didn't know how to answer. He's been enduring.
Yeah.
He was saying he can't go on anymore.
Yeah.
Not just enduring in life, but enduring in your faith.
Mm, right.
In God.
Yeah.
And
even in the challenges.
Yeah. Yeah. But just to endure in that faith, especially with, you know, if the end times comes and
well, we pray that we endure and that's why we get together and get into his word and share fellowship together, strengthen each other to remind each other about his mercy and his forgiveness and how it's unending and how he's at work even when we don't see it or feel it. God is at work. He's working stuff out so that we can be with him forever.
That's one of the problems this guy had. He didn't see the signs. He didn't see. He said he's been praying, but he just does not get the answer, so.
Yeah. That's too bad that he didn't put it together, that he ended up putting his car in a parking lot of a church that didn't have it towed right away, and had a guy from the church come out and talk to him for an hour and spend time with him. So hopefully he puts that together as he reminisces
like
about
what happened.
Like
devotions this morning with the staff. Pastor was talking about, you're going to have to help me with the verse, but
it's Isaiah 55.
Yeah,
and the how the word of the Lord always goes out and accomplishes what its intention is, and we may not see it in our lifetime, or even understand what the intention was when it went out, but it always comes through.
I feel like I don't know if I helped the guy or not, but
I think
we're put together for a reason.
Listening to a guy for an hour, that's. My guess is probably more than anyone's listened to him for a while. And so that probably was more meaningful than anything else.
Well, I pray that God uses it.
Yep. Last question.
Okay.
All right. What is the biggest and the smallest pet you have had?
So the smallest, I believe, would have been my tarantula.
Tarantula? How long ago?
Oh, I was in my 20s.
Oh, yeah. When you were 20s?
All yeah, right. Yeah. All right. I called her Sadie.
How long did Sadie last?
I don't know how many years, but she did last for a while. Went through several molts.
Really?
But she, the last molt she had, she passed.
Okay.
Didn't make it through on that one.
Didn't make it through.
I don't know what happened, but.
I don't know how long tarantulas are supposed to live.
I probably knew this answer at one point.
At one point, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you feed her crickets?
Crickets. Yeah. Every once in a while, I'd get her some pinkies.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That's awful nice of you.
Yeah. Yeah. That would last her a long time.
I bet it would. Yeah. All right. So that's your smallest. What's the biggest pet you ever had?
Well, it's a good thing I sit next to Megan because I've had horses and she has horses. So we have a horsey talk every once in a while.
Horsey talk. Yeah. So you've had, how many horses have you had?
Well, I had one. If you count Deb's, we had two.
Two?
As,
yeah.
You know, as a tandem.
And how long ago was that? Horse noises.
Yeah. That was probably about 10 years ago. Mm. Yeah, it's been a while.
Would you ever do it again?
They're
expensive.
They're expensive. You're horse poor for a reason.
You're horse poor, and they're a lot of work, aren't they? Like,
they're a lot
of
work.
You have to really take care of them. Yeah.
And my knees, towards the end.
Oh, really? Yeah. Even just riding was
just being
hard.
In the saddle.
Yeah.
Because your legs are wrapped around and down straight. There's a lot of pressure on your knees.
Yeah. So, yeah. And you have to support yourself with your feet, right?
Yeah.
The whole idea is you don't actually really sit on a horse.
You don't want to bounce in the horse because you'll bounce right out.
Yeah. You kind of float above a horse, right?
Yeah.
Any other pets you want to share while you were talking about pets? Any significant pets you've had in the past?
Well, my very first pet was a guinea pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, I named her Jan.
Jan? Yeah. And that was when you were a little kid?
Yeah. I was 8 years old, maybe.
Are guinea pigs still a thing? Because we had guinea pigs growing up, too. Like, do people still have them? I've never really seen them anywhere.
Yeah. They're still a thing.
Yeah, they just squeak.
Yep.
I remember them just squeaking a lot.
Yep.
Yeah, and never doing much more besides we would feed them.
Yep.
And they would squeak.
Yep.
And didn't really get to play with them much because they just pooped everywhere.
That's true. Yeah. You know we have chickens.
Yeah, you got chickens, yeah.
If you watch chicken videos on YouTube, I can't believe how many people have their chickens in their house.
What?
Yes.
That's crazy.
They're doing videos and their chickens are in their house and talking about pooping anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere. And it's not the same as guinea pig.
No.
Yeah.
Guinea pig poop. Oh, look at that cute little poop.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, chicken poop. Oh, nope.
Yeah, it stinks.
Yes.
Wow. All right, well, different strokes, right?
Yep.
Well, Rick, thanks so much for coming on the show and sharing a little bit about yourself and about your past.
Thank you for having me.